San Francisco Bay Area. This is Grace and Truth with Dave Chu.
Hey guys, welcome to the Grace and Truth podcast. This is a ministry of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope you guys are doing well. Today I want to tackle an age-old question. Do people who struggle with Asperger's work? This question was answered on a Facebook Live broadcast from my motivational speaker page on Facebook. It was recorded on May 4th, 2017. Let's take a listen. Okay. I didn't know that this was even a question that would ever be asked. I almost fell into this line myself. But a friend of mine from Oregon brought this to my attention, that somebody had told her that people with Asperger's don't work. And she said, and I love this, and I praise God for you. You don't think Aspies work? Well, you better meet my friend Dave Chu. Wow, praise God for you, sister. I'm really encouraged by that. So this was brought to my attention, so I wanted to answer this question. This statement, Aspies don't work, is that statement true? And I'm going to elaborate this further, but if you want a simple answer, the simple answer that I can give you is no. That's a complete fabrication on a number of levels. I happen to know, based on my own experience and through testimonies of others, that there are Aspies who do work. A friend of mine, who is a childhood friend of mine, works in a cubicle in an office building. I have a coworker at one of my jobs, I got permission to share this by the way, who is in customer service, and he got team member of the month. Anybody who tries to tell you that Aspies don't work clearly does not understand the whole truth. There are Aspies who do work, should they choose to do so. In the book of Genesis, in chapters 3 and 4, in chapter 3, after Adam and Eve sinned at the Garden of Eden, you know what God basically commands of Adam? He's got to start working his butt off. And later in chapter 4 and onward to the present day, especially here to this day and age, Adam works his butt off. And people are still working to this day. People who, whether you struggle with Asperger's or not, there are people who work. Now, some people choose not to work. And of course, that is... honestly, I don't think that's a life, but that's just me. But I'm sure there are other people who probably would feel the same way. The reason why I work is because I have an uncle who's on supplemental security income, SSI, and my mom and my uncle have encouraged me over and over and over, don't end up like your uncle. You gotta be who God has called you to be, and that is why I choose to work. I've chosen not to go on SSI. Now, some people who know that I struggle with Asperger's may have thought that I am on SSI. Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to be on SSI. I choose to work because I want to be able to support myself and to be able to have a family of my own. I can't do that if I'm on SSI. And besides, the Lord commands me to work for His glory and His glory alone. Soli Deo Gloria. And that His light is shown through me through the power of His Holy Spirit. That's what really, really matters. So the answer is Aspies do work. They absolutely do work. Anyone who struggles with Asperger's can work, should they allow the Holy Spirit to do so, or if you're not a Christian, should they choose to do so. Now, some people who struggle with Asperger's or other mental and physical challenges can't work. But is that still a sin? I don't think so. See, there's a difference between I can't work and I won't work. Now, how is that possible, you may ask? I would encourage you to check out a message from the late R.C. Sproul on the Beatitudes according to the Gospel of Luke. I will put a link to the program on the info section of this podcast. You can also find it on my Facebook and Twitter page. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW.
That's 510-516-2439. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to ChuMadeNew.com and click on the button, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!